Fear. Fear comes from insecurity. I've learned this, and I'm sure you have, and if you haven't, learn it from me and everybody else who's learning this. The more I am sure of my standing with God, the less I fear anything in the world. The more I know whose child I am, and the more I've read that verse, 1 John 5 and verse 13, I've written these things unto you who believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have everlasting life. And most all my life, we'd say, we don't know, and they don't know, and it don't nobody know. And please, everybody, leave your religion and come to those of us that don't know where in the world we stand. But that verse says the Bible was written that you might know you are saved people. And we say, well, you know, but I'm not perfect. And of course you're not. See? But that obviously has nothing to do with knowing that I'm saved. Jesus made a covenant. I accepted His covenant upon the basis of the terms of the New Testament. And I'm saved because my Jesus never breaks His promises. He said, repent and be baptized, Marvin, and I will forgive every one of your sins. I will indwell you with the Holy Spirit, and I will add you as a saved person to my church. And I've done it, and He has done it, and I enjoy before you this afternoon every one of those three marvelous blessings. It is when we're not real sure that we're right that we argue so much. Could I prove that? Could I work on that with another little story here? Listen to this. It's, I think, when we're not sure that we're truly the servants of the Lord and truly saved that we do so much suspicion that leads to the fighting. Fear, suspicion, and outright fighting. We got to lose our fear, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. Carl and Roy were brothers, 8 and 10 years old. Rural setting, kind of like Florian and Myrtle. Rural America, and Mama sent the two little boys to the country store to buy a gallon of coal oil, kerosene. They used to cost 10 cents. The boys went into town, Carl and Roy, and there were some layabouts in town, unruly guys. They were looking for trouble, nothing to do but cause trouble. And one of the men said, hey, you boys are not brothers, you just think you're brothers. And Carl said, we're brothers. And he said, no, your eyes are blue. That guy's eyes are brown. You're not brothers. He said, that's all right. Some brothers can have blue eyes and some can have brown. He said, you like spinach? And the little boy said, yes, sir. He said to his brother, you like spinach? He said, no. He said, see? These guys were just having a lot of fun, not knowing what they were going to do to two little brothers who for 8 years had been bosom buddies and playing and having a wonderful time in the security of their family. Now that they have been led to believe that they may not really, in fact, be brothers, but that one was adopted and left on the doorstep by the police, they're arguing a lot and fighting a lot. And Mom and Dad watch this and wonder. Mom and Dad watch this and wonder what's got into the boys. Until finally Dad talks to Carl and says, Carl, why are you always fighting with your brother? And he said, well, he's bad. He's this. And he kept talking until little Carl blurts out, I don't belong here. I'm not one in the family. Police brung me. I'm not really a child. Wise old father, said Carl, let me tell you a story. Your brother Roy grew inside your mama. And we took her to the hospital that you've seen in town. Mama went, I went. I sat in the hall. And the doctor came out and brought this little baby boy and said, you have a brand new son. And we named him Roy. 2 years later, a child was growing inside your mama again. We went to the same hospital, the same doctor. I sat in the same bench in the same waiting room hall. And the same doctor came out and said, "You have another son, Carl, and he laid you in my arms. Son, you're my boy. Roy is your brother. Your mom and I are your mom and dad, the both of you." And you know, he didn't feel like fighting his brother anymore. And in the darkness of the night, a boy who understood but didn't know how to demonstrate it, in the darkness of the night, across the bedroom, Roy says to Carl, "I ain't gonna fight you no more." When it really dawns on us that we're brothers and sisters in the same family of God, because the same gospel was put in our hearts, and we believed in Jesus and repented of our sins, and were baptized for the remission of those sins, wherever it was, by who, in whatever country, under whatever circumstances, we became born into the same family. And once we know that we are in, it makes a difference when I know you're my brother, when I know you are my sister. See, in the family I grew up in, two boys and two girls, we had a lot of differences and a lot of fights. Human beings are going to have fights. But we wouldn't let anybody attack our brother or our sister, or they had the whole mob to put up with, because we were very protective of one another. Sometimes in a family there are retarded kids born. That's true. Sometimes they're very, very tall. Sometimes very, very short or fat or thin. Sometime in our family, they're born with an impediment of speech and they don't talk as clear. And once in a while, one is born that's blind. And once in a while, one has a behavioral disorder and they're hyper and they're always getting into trouble and whatever. And you have to deal with all of that, but you deal with it an awful lot differently when you understand we are brothers and sisters in the same family. Now, all of those out there that may not like any of us in here who have been born into the same family are still my brother. And I'm not real sure which one is the retarded one. Really, no joke to this. I'm not too sure it is not me. I don't know whether it's them, any one of them. I don't think that's as important as the fact that we were born into the same family. James Robinson told, denominational preacher, told about a guy that had a dream. And in his dream, he saw a man crying, pitifully crying. And he said, "In my dream, I walked up and said, 'Old man, why are you crying?' And he said, 'Because of my children.' He said, 'We have a little daughter, 4 years old, and she's blind. And the other children put things in her path and make her fall. And they have a marvelous time laughing as she cuts and bruises herself and feels embarrassed.' He said, 'We have a little boy that has Down syndrome. And they make jokes about him and they do this and that about him. And I have a teenage daughter who got in with the wrong crowd and she got pregnant. And they told everybody in town and made jokes about her having a child out of wedlock.' And he was crying and crying. And he said, 'Who are you, old man?' And the man said, 'I'm Jesus Christ, and that's my church.' And that's the way they're treating one another." Wish I could say, that's not the way we do. But it is the way we do. And will you remember from day one that I said this lesson's to us? It's so easy to say, yes, they don't. They don't treat us right. But I don't want to fool with that anymore in my life. I just want to make sure that my attitude, and I want to help you to have the attitude of humility, for the Bible says you make sure that you make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let me tell you, it is a marvelous thing to begin to learn this. A little difficult. But you see, when somebody draws that tight circle and you're on the outside, they're full of mad and fire, and you can draw the larger circle. Don't draw any circles the Bible hasn't drawn. But God's family is so much bigger. Biblically, so much bigger than many of us ever believe. For in a physical family, every child born into that family is in the family. They may be right, wrong, in prison, die, be lost, whatever, but they're in the family. And I'm here today to tell you that everybody who has trusted Jesus and come to Him through the gospel plan of salvation has been added by Jesus to His church, came forth from the water grave of baptism to walk in brand new life, and He may be wrong or lost, but I am behooved to include Him as a brother or sister in Jesus and treat them accordingly. I haven't always done that, have you? I haven't always acted like that, but I want to. Perfect love, 1 John 4:18, casts out fear.